أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد إرم ذات العماد التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد وثمود الذين جاموا الصخر بالواد وفرعون للأوتاد الذين طغوا في البلاد فأكثروا فيها الفساد فصب عليهم ربك سوط عذاب إن ربك لبالمرصاد فأما الإنسان إذا ما ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه فيقول ربي أكرمن وأما إذا ما ابتلاه فقدر عليه رزقه فيقول ربي أهانن كلا بل لا تكرمون اليتيم ولا تحاضون على طعام المسكين وتأكلون التراث أكلا لما وتحبون المال حبا جما كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك الملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سيد الكلام أرض الله وبركاته حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمت الله عليه بسائتر لبوچی دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل ہے دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں اب جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں اب جو غم کا حامل نہیں اب چار دل میں یہ کرم آپ کا اب چار دل میں یہ کرم آپ کا ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں اب چار دل میں یہ کرم آپ کا ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں اب جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں اب جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا لگو جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا لگو ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں جس جگہ
واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب لا تخزني يوم يبعثون، يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. صدق الله المولى العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, firstly, من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله. We are very, very thankful and we appreciate the warmness of all the brothers here, mashallah, in Grey Town, Peter Maritzburg, Escort, everyone went out of their way for worthless beings like us, and how much they have done and how much they have sacrificed. And brothers have come from so many different places, and it is all encouraging for us. That is all that we feel. Encouraged, himmat we get, that brothers from where and where have come, and the brothers of Grey Town Hall, Maulana, our Imam Sahib, hosting everyone, and all the preparations. May Allah reward you tremendously. And this that is done in your for the deen, for deen's sake, Allah Ta'ala will never let it go unwarranted, unpaid. The returns will be very, very great from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah reward everyone and accept it fully. Secondly, when we come to such a gathering, then always let us make one intention. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, in his Tashkool Ma'rifat, has written quite a bit detail on the virtues of acquiring knowledge, knowledge of deen. And he said that a person who reads a kitab daily, just one page, two pages, we have kitab Ta'aleem Jamaat brothers, we join there, and we have this niyat that I'm learning deen. You will be counted amongst the ulama who are learning deen. You go for a morning, there is verse of Quran, for example, in the masjid, you make the niyat that I'm going to go and learn deen, and we listen accordingly. At night we have some kitab reading, at home perhaps before we sleep. Whenever our time is, we look at a kitab. We make the niyat of acquiring knowledge, all the virtues which students get to stay in a Darul Uloom to acquire knowledge. We will get that through virtues, we will get that sawab. So today, Alhamdulillah, Maulana Musa Sahib, Jazahumullah Khair, taught us, and how many things we got to learn about how to make wudu. And also there, not because there is shortage of water, but because it is the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We must conserve water at all times. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if you make wudu at the seashore, don't waste water there also. There the water goes back in the water, but there also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't waste water. So we mustn't waste anywhere whatsoever. But we do it with the niyat of sunnah. And not only that, now because the drought conditions, water restrictions, because of that, no, then we must take even more precautions. But we must do it with the niyat of sunnah. May Allah bless us with the love and with that ideal in our heart that there is only one way, and the way of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whenever a bayan takes place in the masjid, Jummah bayan, we make niyat of going for Jummah namaz. Make this niyat also, I'm going to go and learn. And if we make that niyat, we will be surprised how much we learn and how much. If a person goes with the niyat, a critical eye, that I want to see how this Maulana makes bayan, etc. Then that will be our, what we will get in return. And if we go with the niyat to learn our deen, we will learn. And we can learn from any and everyone if that is our niyat. In fact, in the morning, make this also our niyat every day. That one time, Hazratji, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, said in the Markaz in Nizamuddin, that when we get up, make niyat for doing all the right things for the day. In detail if you want to, when you have the time. Otherwise, in short, that whatever, oh Allah, your commands are to me, I'm going to fulfill them. And when you have the time, I'll make my five times namaz. Still, it's not perhaps fajr time, you got up to hajjud time perhaps, but you already got your sawab of reading your fajr. And the whole day, five times namaz. Today I will give some sadaqah, whatever, all we make our niyyah. And we also make niyyah, as we said, for the haram things that we will not do. And like that, inshallah, none of us will drink liquor, commit other sins, etc. But we make the niyyah today, I won't drink liquor, I won't commit adultery, I won't lie, I won't look at strange women. All those niyyah, according to that, we will get the sawab. If we don't make the niyyah, there is no guna also, and no sawab also, because you haven't got the niyyah of keeping away from it, and you haven't got the niyat of doing it, so no guna, no sawab. But if we just make that niyat, I'm going to stay away from all haram, and make this niyat that till my mort I'm going to do this. So right through till then, your sawab is written already. And when you do it, it comes in the hadith, a person who makes niyat of doing a good thing, he gets a sawab. When he actually does it, Allah gives him more. So whenever we listen to go to a shop or deen, etc., make the niyat that we are going to learn. And there is great, great reward in that. May Allah give us tawfiq. Our Shaykh, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say that always make muzakara, discuss one sunnah of Hazrat Nabiyyah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before every bayan, so that the sunnah can come alive in the ummah. Today, we might not be aware of it, but a complete jihad is declared against the Muslims, and in a very subtle way, and that is to remove our sunnah from our life. Not as much as we have realized, the enemy have understood that it is the sunnah and the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is keeping this ummah so strong. So if we don't, and there are a lot of plots and ploys they are having against us, the simple solution, we don't have to know why they doing this, why they do all the harms of this and that. That's a long story and we don't really get anywhere. All we have to do, if Allah put it in our hearts, make dua. And let us be firm on this, that in everything I must practice on sunnah. And we falter very easily. Like that we now talk about sunnahs, etc. When it comes in the house, we forget everything. And then we copy the ways of the non-Muslims in many things. A'azam and nikah, barakah, we discuss it, aysaruhu, ma'una, we will talk of it, everything. But when the time of that nikah comes, then we throw it all overboard, then we forget all those things. No, those are the times that we must be doing all those things. We also will talk against many other harms, wrongs, as so-called ulama, that this is not right. But then we find ourselves in a hall where there is almost mixed gathering. They say they give you guarantees that there will be partition, women will be separate, men will be separate. But we know the mixing takes place and the noise that happens, everything. And just for an alim to be present there, we are condoning the whole thing. We are part and parcel of that. So if we should rather stay away, and if we go and we see really, now new things are coming out every day. Now that, what is the thing that goes around and takes photos all the time?
Drone.
Now with the drone, they're taking photos all the time of everyone.
What were things are coming out?
So, and the wastage, and we condone it. We usually nowadays giving the whole thing over to the caterers, and the woman hasn't got parda on their face. Judge Akbar Ilahabadi said, he asked the woman, what happened to your niqab, your parda? He said, it fell on the brains of our men. They say, no, we don't want it. Now today that parda is gone on the chairs. They're putting on the chairs all that. The chairs are being covered also. And also, what we condone? By our presence, we are condoning all these things. Many other places also all this happens. So may Allah Ta'ala bring really the sunnah in our lives. You don't have to speak of the ills and harms of the weddings which are taking place, how they are taking place. The simple thing, just bring it to sunnah. Our dressing. You don't have to speak of Western dresses like this, and they've got night, and they've got this, and they've got that. Just sunnah. Sunnah dresses. Then finish everything. But not only to speak, but Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. And we set examples. And the sunnah comes into our lives. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. The ash'ar, mashallah, Hafiz Ahmad has recited, which was very briefly, that if we don't have the love of Allah Ta'ala, we don't get enjoyment of either of the worlds. The love of Allah, and as Maulana Musa Sahib said, you must make niyat to gain the love of Allah. Make dua for that also, save of Allah Ta'ala. And with the love of Allah, will come the love of Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And with the love of Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, will come the love of Allah Ta'ala. And the love of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is very easy. One is read regularly Durood Sharif. May Allah give us tawfiq. Even start with 10 times a day. 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening. It's very little. We must do much more than that, but even start with so much. And then the love, or try and practice sunnah, we will get the love of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And a person who has the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will get the love of Allah. He will get the love of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhu. The love of the awliya, the ulama, muhaddithin, fuqaha, mufassir Allah. What name Allah has given in this ummah? The love of the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And if we don't have that, if Allah's system is such, there is no vacuum in it. If that is not there, then very sadly we'll have the love of fashion, brand names, the love of sports, soccer, people go mad for that, good people. The love of cricket, the love of some film star, A'udhu Billah, Waliyazu Billah. And at the time of March, what love is in the heart, that is going to come out. وَحُصْطِلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Not what we are saying with our tongue. If unfortunately, the love of Allah and His Rasul of Akhirat is not there, and by talking, listening, we are trying to cultivate and bring this into us. If we follow the other way, now, mark for even mentioning it, but Christmas, New Year, what celebrations, where were our people get involved in, what things they get involved in. But if you follow Sunnah, you don't even know it's Christmas Day, it's New Year's Day, all this holiday period. You are not even aware of it. You are following Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make that alive in us. I will just mention the same Sunnah which Maulana Musa mentioned in the wudus. And that is the Sunnah of Miswak. In the Hadith Sharif it comes, الصلاة بالسواك أفضل من 70 صلاة بدون سواك. That is a mass in which the wuzu that was made for it, there was miswak, is better than 70 namazes without wuzu, without miswak. If a person on a big night, what we call like Laylatul Qadr, 15 Shaban, any occasion, and makes ibadat the whole night, nafil namazes, perhaps he will read 70 rakat. For a person to read 70 rakat will be quite an achievement. But if one other person, or you yourself, one time you made miswak and you read 2 rakat, nafil namaz, your faraz on its plate, then you read 2 rakat, it's not equal to afdalu min sab'ina. More better, and Allah's Rasul saying afdal, only Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know how much is that afdal and better. So may Allah give us the tawfiq. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us that in Shami it is written, Inna sunnat al-siwa, the sunnat of miswa, tuzakkiru kalimat al-shahadatin hind al-maut. By doing it always, you will be reminded to read kalima al-shahadat at the time of maut. And what a great thing. One is kalima you read, and one is you swearing under oath, you are giving evidence, ashhadu. You are reading kalima al-shahadat, you will get more of shahada. May Allah Ta'ala make this a regular wasat, that He make our miswak common. And again, yes, you follow miswak, automatically toothbrush falls away. Toothbrush will fall away. And nobody can say that anything can be superior, equal to miswak. It's a sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as time is going, even the Western people, فَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. That this way of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how many things they are proving today and they are finding out that this is the right way. This is 100% the right way. So may Allah give us tawfiq to make amal of, to learn every sunnah, to love every sunnah, to practice upon every sunnah, and to propagate and promote every sunnah to others also. May Allah give us tawfiq. The ayah that I have recited is a dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which he had made, Khalilullah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the very close friend of Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. What was his closeness of Allah? Not just easy to explain, slow a little bit, but how he loved Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Just a little bit. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam asked Allah Ta'ala once, why have you called Ibrahim alayhi salam your friend, your Khalil? He says, don't you know Ibrahim? He says, Allah said, go by him and just take my name in front of him. So he took Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, just said, Allah. And how he said it, what that love. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam knows Allah Ta'ala, the beauty, the qudrat, the Allah Akbar. That how great Allah Ta'ala. And sometimes say these words to ourselves, it will help us also. Ya Allah, main aapko maanta hoon. Aapki khaliqiyat ko maanta hoon. Aapki rububiyat ko maanta hoon. Aapki shahsani rahmani aur rahimi ko maanta hoon. Aapki shani taktari aur khaffari ko maanta hoon. Aapki shan hifazat karne wali salamat dene. All the qualities of Allah Ta'ala. That how great Allah Ta'ala is. We don't see Allah Ta'ala, but Allah has shown us His signs clearly. And everyone in our life, we have seen what is the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. How Allah is Razzaq. And not only that He has fed me, but how the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. If we delve into that, we will just go on and on. So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who loved Allah, and Jibreel, who took Allah's name, what they love. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went in a dark. That's Allah, my beloved's name. Then he told Jibreel alayhi salam, who is coming in human form, say, that's my Allah's name again. He says, it's my Allah's name, your Allah's name so chief, what will you give me? He said that whatever animals are here, the camels, I'll give you all my camels. Then he took his name, he got more enjoyment. And then he said, I take Allah's name again. He said, what you'll give me? He said, all my cows, all my sheep, everything. When he ate nothing, he said, take my life. He said, Jibreel alayhi salam said, I don't need anything. What am I going to do with camels and horses and cows and that? But then he saw how much Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam loved Allah Ta'ala. The name of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bring it. لذت ذكر الله الله وطلع يفعاه فغامه. The enjoyment of taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, what enjoyment there is. الله الله إيجا شرين أثناء شير شكر ميش وجانم تمام. In Farsi, Alam Mawlana Rumi, Rahmatullah Ali says, Allah, Allah, what is sweet name. Shiro Shakkar, that milk in which you have put sugar, a nice, delicious milk that you are having, like milkshake you are having or something enjoyable. More sweeter than that is the name of Allah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, what a sweet name is yours. The people who go in the taverns and the bars, and they pour the wine from the bottle, and they go in a trance having two, three goblets of wine. What they know, what is the enjoyment of a person taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us that. And gradually we have to work towards it. Anyway, so Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, that close friend who loves the name of Allah. But see what is his inside condition. He's making dua to Allah, and Allah loved this dua so much, Allah put it in the Quran, that every hafiz will have to learn it. Every person who makes tarawih will have to read it. Otherwise your Quran Sharif won't be complete. He says, Rabbi. And here also, Rabbi. Actually, it is Rabbi. My Rabb, my Allah. La tukhzini yawma yub'athun. Do not disgrace me on the day when you will resurrect people again. The day of Qiyamah. Also on the day of Qiyamah, people will be resurrected with no clothes on. How we came in this world, and learn a lesson from them. We came in this world without anything. Not our rosy, not our clothing. We came naked when we were born. And when we go also, we go really naked. This is Islam, a pure deen. It has shown us the respect of the person. We just put the kafat. But we didn't really earn that also. Our amal are the things that are important. So we came empty-handed. One king made wasiyah. He was the king of the whole world. Not only the ruler, but the king. He owned everything. He said, when I die, put my hands out of my janaza, so that people can see this great king is also going empty-handed today. And this is what will be the condition on the day of Qiyamah. So on that day when people will be raised without any clothes, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and all the sahabiyat, an embodiment of sharam and haya. And very sadly, this is the thing that is gone out not only of our women, out of us also. Today, no sharam haya left for anything. So anyway, she said, oh Allah's Rasul, how would it be that on the day of Qiyamah, man, woman, all mixed like in the haram. You find the haram of Makkah Sharif and no clothes. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, everyone will be so concerned about himself, nobody, and his eyes will be stuck in the upwards, that what will be my condition? The Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam will also be like that, until they will go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he will intercede. So the condition will be very, nobody will look at anyone whatsoever. And then, the first person to be given clothes to be worn will be Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. He will be the first person to be given clothes, because they took off his clothes and they threw into the fire. But Allah changed the fire into a beautiful garden for him. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam is making this dua, رَبِّ لَا تُخْزِنِ يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. Oh Allah, please do not disgrace me on that day when people will be resurrected. Such a Nabi, such a noble Nabi, how much mustn't we be concerned? Whether this dua ever comes on our tongues, whether we think of it of making dua, we got as though we got guarantee of Jannah. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Khulafai Rashideen, the Ashara Mubashara, who were given the clear tidings of Jannah, the Sahabi Badriyeen, all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if we study their condition, how they had the guarantee of Jannah, but still how they humbled and cried in front of Allah ta'ala. And today we just take it like for granted, that there is nothing, no, I'm guaranteed Jannah. No, that worry, that concern. And if Shah Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi sallam, if Allah wants to take a person to task for one small, what we call minor sins, really there is nothing like minor sins. It means the displeasure of Allah. And to displease Allah Ta'ala is the worst thing. So if Allah wants to take a person on to task for what we call a minor sin, this person he'll go to Jahannam for that. Allah, and Allah, there is nobody to question Allah. Allah says, to us as He pleases. And on the other hand, وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنَا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. The Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم told the Tabi'een that what you people think are small matters, we should regard them as mubiqah, as things that destroy a person completely. And today in our time, how many things, like for example wudu, Maulana Musa Sahib explained, the wastage in our wudu, the wastage in our bathing, we shower, most of us we shower, hope nobody lies in the bathtub, and that is called bathing. And if you take a shower, that's called shower. And if you take a bath from a bucket, what's that called? Bucket. That also should have come in. The bathtub is a bath. Showering is a shower. And from the bucket, that is bucket. The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the right way, and Allah give us tawfiq. Then everything else comes right. All these things are so important to know and to learn. And regularly we have to update ourselves. Today in everything we have to update. For me, that we don't feel any necessity to update ourselves. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua, Allah save us on the day of Qiyamah. And there are many duas also that we have to read, that we get protection on the day of Qiyamah. One famous dua, Allahumma hasibni hisabin yaseera. Oh Allah, make my hisab kitab on the day of Qiyamah very easy. When Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is hisabin yaseera in life? That Allah will just look at your nanama's book. He won't open it. And the person who's open and one question asked, that person is a goner. Then the person, where can we find? One Buzurg says, I fear my one subhanallah also won't come out right on the day of Qiyamah. One Buzurg, Allah asked him, what did you bring? I gave you everything in the world. What and what didn't I give you? What did you bring for me? He will say, if I say Salat, Namaz, it will come, there will be faults in it. If I say Qiyam, fasting, faults will come out, everything. He said, Iman. Allah said, have you forgotten the night of the milk? And when a lover speaks with his beloved, a few words, they know what they mean. Nobody else knows what is being meant there. So he understood, one night he drank milk. In the morning, his stomach was paining.
He had some problem.
So he said, because of the milk I drank last night. These are people of that level.
And for us, we are different. So Allah said, has the milk got power to...
Or is it only by my command?
So that amount of tawheed, so where was the tawheed also? So like that, we get called up. Anyway, so on that day, may Allah make our task very easy and to pass through. May Allah make it for all the Muslims very easy.
Gee, on one guna, Allah can pick us out. And in the same way, how many people, one small naked 80, and they were forgiven. One person comes on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah says, go to Jannah. He himself is surprised that I didn't do one good deed in my life. So he said, Ya Allah, I must go to Jannah. For what this? I didn't do one, or every guna you can think of I committed. And not one good deed I did. Allah says that I've got one of your good deeds recorded by me which you don't know yourself. He says, what is that good deed which I don't even know myself?
He says, one night you had severe temperature fever and your body was aching, your bones, your muscles were aching and you were turning and tossing in the bed, and in that you said, Allah,
they took my name.
And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Mera Zaq, it is my nature, my way, that the person who took once Allah's name with ikhlas and with love, his work will be done also. So he takes Allah's name, so that one naked, and Allah Ta'ala, so Allah is most merciful. By Allah Ta'ala, nobody is a writer. Your insurance company, which is haram in any case, or your panel beater will say the car is a write-off, we can't repair.
By Allah, nobody can be a write-off.
You can be at the lowest ebb, but you just turn to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah's doors of mercy are wide open. In fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that a person who whole life he committed sin, now he's an old man, now he can't commit any more sins, he can't do anything.
Now he was in charge of his finances,
now no more he's in charge, the children are in charge, he can't draw, first they have to agree, then he can draw, no money left by him also.
And now he turns to Allah, Allah Ta'ala won't say, Buddha, old man, now when you can't commit any sin, now you come to me.
Allah will say, welcome, you at any time, anyhow. On that, Hazrat explained that many people who lose their wives pass away, now they are old.
Okay, for them to find partners very hard,
because an old man wants a young woman,
and a young woman don't want an old man.
So it's very hard. So they can't get married. And he says, when we want to buy some animals, then also we want the young animals. We need to sell the knife.
We don't go and buy a rooster or a hen which is old and it takes so long to cook the meat, and then too it's not, and you suffer eating it, etc. Or ox also, old one. Or once we always desire to have our own meat, and I will buy a goat, and we also didn't have the knowledge, and I bought an old goat, big one, I thought it's good, but the meat was so, you couldn't eat it. So the young goat, everything which is young. But, and that is why Allah loves the ibadat of the young person. That is, and when you are old, now you want to give to Allah Ta'ala. But Allah is that kind of being that even then He will accept a person wholeheartedly and wholesomely. So on that day, رَبِّي لَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. That will be a day when your wealth, man, and your banoon, your children, I will be of no avail. They're not going to help you. All your wealth, Allah says in the Quran Sharif, you want to give ransom, everything of the world also. That if you possess that also Allah won't accept.
This wealth of ours is not going to help us, illa that we spend in the path of Allah.
But that which we left behind, etc.
And also hisab will be in what halal we earn. And in haram, no hisab. There is azab in the haram. In the halal, there will be hisab.
So our wealth is not going to help us.
Wala banun, and our children won't avail
us and help us.
How many times in this world we find that our wealth also has given up against us.
Our children have given up against us.
And we are just left out in the dark, in the cold, in the lurch we are left. and on the day of Qiyamah. So that day, nothing of this is going to help. Illa man atallaha bi qalbin saleem. Only that person who has come to Allah with a qalbin saleem, a heart that is healthy. The Quran speaks of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, where he says, Inni saqeem, I am sick. So the heart can be saqeem also. That is, he was sick and tired of the idol worship they were doing, all the wrong practices and the shirk and the associating of partners with Allah Ta'ala and all the wrong things, and how he proved it to them that what you are doing, there is no sense in it. You put, we were speaking this in the tafsir in the morning, so one friend told me that people go to Durban by the dargahs also, and they go and put mithais there for shapir and whatever they put, and he says, and there are some naughty people, children, they come and eat it up. Then the people got to get happy that our mithais accepted, bachshapir, eat it up. So they don't eat anything, and the rats eat it, mice eat it, people come and take it away and all that. And then what sense does it make? That idol which you made with your own hands, and now you worshipping it, that it will do mice. It is like Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to give this example, like a paralyzed person tells another paralyzed person that you jump on my bed and this very busy freeway, I will take you across there. Where a person who can run fast and young, his life is so you run across the freeway, at what speed the cars are coming. But the paralyzed person, he says, well, he can't walk himself. And he tells another, so one muhtaj tells another muhtaj, I will help you. All of us are muhtaj. Only who is promised, be niyaz, mustaghni an kulli ahad, is Allah Rabbul Izzah. If we ask him for help, he's the only one who can help us. Nobody else. May Allah, we say it and we have to repeat it until it really comes into our heart. That really Allah, you alone are the doer of everything. One drop of water, one drop of blood of the body, everything, Allah, you are the only creator, sustainer, controller, everything is only in your hands. We have got absolutely nothing within us. And we have to have that firm conviction. May Allah bless us with an aouta of that trust from Allah Ta'ala. Tawakkul is a very, very great thing. And we haven't got it. We have to work and really have that tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala. So, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَسَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us five meanings, tafsir, which Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali in Ruh al-Ma'ani wrote, what is qalbe saleem, a healthy heart. Yeah, in this world also we find, normally a person turns about 40, he says, I must go for a checkup. Doctor will also say, now you must go to for a lipogram or angiogram, you have to check up, see what's your condition, etc. So let us also, we did mashallah practical wudu. Now let us do in the doctor's surgery a lipogram or an angiogram of our heart. And yeah, in this surgery the doctor has to do his own angiogram also. Not one famous cardiologist, Muslim, who should give sadaqah before he does operations, he should read 2 rakats of namaz. When one patient, he was going to do a heart bypass or whatever, and he was given his, he was to be unconscious already, and he went down to start the operation and he died of a heart attack. So we have all have to check ourselves also. So the five things we have to check, and usually when we go for a blood test, on the side it's written the range in which it is safe. And if it's higher than that, then you have to do some treatment. Lower than that, you have to do some treatment. So we also, everyone, يَقْرَأْ كِتَابَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. Now as we discuss this, let each one see my own condition. What is the condition of my heart? With this five steps, let each one, all of us, myself, all of us, let us see whether we can give ourselves above 5 out of 10 for that. If we can, alhamdulillah, inshallah, we will pass, and then keep on with your lifestyle, or your exercises, your diet, etc. And if it's not, if within the range, then you have to go for treatment. As the doctor will say, you need immediate treatment. I'm sending you now to the hospital, ICU. And your operation will be done by tonight.
You need immediate treatment. So we also see if we need immediate treatment, we can't leave the gathering. We have to take our treatment. And if we are safe, well and good. Then save other people. Go and save other people. So the first of the five steps is Allazi. And just see how beautiful the Mufassirin, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, here comes Yawma la yanta'u malu wala banun. Mal is addressed first. So Allazi yunfiqu malahu fil bir. That person has got a healthy heart who spends his money in good causes. And there is a lot of detail in that also. In good causes, don't make israf. You are spending what you have to spend, but don't spend more than what is necessary. Today that is also, I think, commonly our basic necessities we buy, but we are spending more than what is necessary. Also, how many times, just take a look at our toilet, our bathrooms, how many unnecessary extra things there are all there. That is all israf, that we are spending in wrong things. Hey, it must be simple, it must be just a toilet is a toilet. But what plastic flowers and what things in the toilet? In our lounges, everything, we should go and see how much extra. And those who are actually wasting, and wasting is really at the time of our wedding, our travel, and then our today walima, today hips, khatam jalsa, and wasting this. And going to eat at eating out, at takeaways, etc. What wastage is taking place? So those who spend their money in the right causes, that person's heart is right. And where it has to be spent, spend freely and spend good. And spend big amounts. And there are plenty of good, and there are people who spend. But at the same time, they are spending on wrong things also. Many wrong things also we are spending. So let us make sure that our money is spent in the right causes and properly. May Allah give us tawfiq. Secondly, الَّذِي يُرْشِدُ بَنِيهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ. The second there was يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. So the second tafsir, الَّذِي يُرْشِدُ بَنِيهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ, who guides his children towards the right path. He puts them today, that also consider that today how many of us feel that if we put our, give them our children deeni knowledge. Allah reward our Imam Sahib, mashallah, maulana. He had started the madrasa for the girls' madrasa. The girls who had finished grade 7 and now they are going to madrasa. MashaAllah, they will be learning their deen. And there is so much to learn in our deen. And if we learn it sincerely, wallah, Allah ta'ala, ma qadarullah haqqa qadri. We haven't appreciated Allah, so Allah is to be appreciated. Allah, a person, Allah is feeding the snakes and scorpions also. Not nice to say this, but it's a reality. Allah is feeding all. A person who gets deeny knowledge and Allah will let him suffer, Allah will let him die hungry, impossible. But our niyat must be sincere. Allah will test us, a little test will come. But we be sincere and we can't imagine what doors Allah will open on a person. So, guide our children towards deeny ta'aleem. And if we send them somewhere else, first and foremost, make sure the deen is strong. The iman is strong. Otherwise, the environments out there are terrible, terrible, terrible. How our children and our daughters with them. Time, there isn't so much, but just one little example, and we can understand. During the days of apartheid, we were having a madrasa jalsa, maktab jalsa, and many people had come. So one person came to my ustad, Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and he said in those days universities were not open to non-whites. So you had to go out of the country. So I want to send my daughter to England to become a doctor. Young girl, 17, 18 years old, and alone, one girl in a foreign country, and he'd be sending enough of allowance for her, everything. And he said, you know the environment, the freedom there, and at those times they went to the Muslims as they are today, Muslims, etc. Today, Alhamdulillah, there's a great environment. Those days they weren't all these things. And you know the environment, so make dua, Allah protects my daughter. Hazrat Allah Wala, he pondered for a few seconds, and then he said, what you are telling me is that you are sending your daughter in the rain, and I must make dua, she mustn't get wet. If she goes in the rain, she has to get wet. How can she get wet? So once we're in that environment, that is where we get water. As Maulana Yusuf Saab explained, taqwa is that barrier that we have to put. Now we're breaking down all barriers. Then how can we get the friendship of Allah Ta'ala?
And if you break down the barriers,
you got a wall built for the floods not to come.
You break down the wall, flood has to come.
And we break down all these barriers, then we are just fooling ourselves, playing ostrich, putting our head in the ground and thinking everything is all right. The harms that take place are all these other places. We don't have to speak about it, everyone knows, but we just make that we don't know and everything is all right. May Allah save us from that. So first is that we spend our money in right causes, give ourselves marks on that, and in that every person. Okay? If you haven't got more money, the masjid box is there, put a surah, put a fakti there. Once a week put, but every person, see if I'm spending some money in good cause. And that my not 1 cent of mine must go in wastage, israf. Must go in tabzir where it was not necessary to spend. In haram things, I mustn't spend 1 cent also. And on good causes that I'm spending something. Then our children, that we guide them towards deen, etc. Then the third thing, الَّذِي لَا يَكُونُ فِي قَلْبِهِ الْأَقَائِدَ الْبَاطِنَ. Who hasn't got for wrong beliefs in his heart. And today also, what type of belief, Darwin's theory of evolution, the Big Bang story, the Shias, what stories they come with, other people, what stories they come with, and a person easily, also at this, the breeding grounds of this evil, are the universities again, where they target our Muslim boys and girls with all these things. We have to be very careful. And how much in the newspapers, what was it, the games children play. Many of us feel it is clean fun. They're just playing some games. Definitely every game has got some Satanism in it. Behind it, you don't know what is being promoted there and how they are polluting the minds of our children. With all that evil, that now our children, they come to the stage where they don't like deen. That deen has got too much restriction. One mother in a certain town told the child that sweet you can't like. Why? Because it is haram. What is haram? Islam has made it haram. I don't like Islam. I like the sweet. Today, this is the effort which they are making. And we don't realize, we think innocently, I'm watching games and it's taking us on to other evil. And we get caught up in the worst type of evil. Where then you start to now messaging and getting messengers and things, what are happening? So we have to be very careful of the superstition. Today, alhamdulillah, to a great extension, superstition is gone out of our lives. But there is still superstition which we have got, various type of superstition. And Islam is such a positive religion, we must have no superstition. That all the superstition that the people believe in, that must be totally out of Islam, is a positive, strong religion. And it teaches us to be positive in everything, to be strong, not to be weak. And we get frightened, people are frightened for jinnah, whereas jinn are frightened actually for us. But when we show our weakness, then they take advantage of us. Otherwise, they are frightened for us. But today we find the jinn effect, this is jadu effect, and we overplay the whole thing. And so big stories we make out of it. So all that also must be out, that we don't have any of these false notions and beliefs in our hearts. And the fourth thing, الَّذِي لَا يَكُونُ فِي قَلْبِهِ غَلَبَةِ الشَّهْوَةِ الَّتِي تُعَدِّي إِلَى النَّارِ. We mustn't have so much of lust in our heart that we fall into haram. Now we are looking with our eyes at haram. Now we are getting involved in other haram. We must have desire. Otherwise we won't get married. We won't have children also. So desire we must, but غَلْبَةِ الشَّهْوَةِ. That we must not have. And today everyone feels that I'm just too much of shahwat, too much of lust I've got, too much of desire I've got, and there's treatment for it. And like anything else, my sugar is too high, we take treatment. My blood pressure is too high, we take treatment. There's treatment for this also. And you follow the treatment, and alhamdulillah, many students come forward, because students have a problem also, commonly of masturbation they have a problem, and they come forward and they ask the solution. And those who ask for a solution, many of them are relieved. One father came to me, and many years ago, he said, I had a problem, and you resolved it, you solved. Now I see my son has got the same problem. Young boy, 13 years old, he's got the same problem. So he said, speak to him. So may Allah Ta'ala save us all. And if we take treatment, inshallah, when we are sincere, Allah will give us the remedy. And then we will get saved. A person who feels that, no, my eyes, I just can't control. And he just stays with that disease. He doesn't want to take treatment. Or worse than that, other things, on the therapy, etc. All these things that person gets involved and we feel we can't get away with it. We are under a false notion. Allah has a la yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. How much we can do, only so much Allah has made us respond. So we can come out of these things. Don't be under the false notion that we cannot. But you take the treatment and you ask for treatment, who you feel in your heart, this person will be able to give me treatment, go to him. Ask him for treatment. He will give you and then follow that treatment. Inshallah, Allah will save us from there. And the book says it, الَّذِي لَا يَكُونُ فِي قَلْبِهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. That only Allah is in his heart. That is the height of it. Everything we have taken out. And with our zikr, this is one main muraqabah that we have to do. When we make our zikr, La ilaha. What is La ilaha? I'm taking everything besides Allah out of my heart. إِلَّا اللَّهِ. I'm putting only Allah in my heart. And this we do 100 times. How won't it happen that our hearts will get purified? You wash something, Sharia says 3 times. And some things I think 7 times, dog and that. But just 100 times you washing your heart. And you washing it not with Omo or sunlight soap powder. You are washing it with the greatest zikr of La ilaha illallah. There is no greater purifier than La ilaha illallah. It is such a purifier. A person who is a 99-year-old kafir or 999-year-old. And he reads the kalima 1 time. He is now, he is a mu'min. He was going in the fire of Jahannam, now he is going to Jannah. He was a mabghuz, hated in the eyes of Allah. Just by this kalima, so how many seconds it takes. And now he became the mahbub, the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. And for a believer also, La ilaha illallah washes away all his sins also. So La ilaha illallah, he recites it 100 times. And also, there are many other muraqabas also. And one other important muraqabah, what we find I'm suffering from. Like we got a headache, we take a panado, we just don't run to the doctor. So one home remedy that we can take, with every La ilaha, that dirt which is in my heart, I've got pride in me, I'm taking it out. I've got too much of lust in me, I'm taking it out. I've got too much of, I'm following my nafs too much, I'm taking that out. Whatever it might be, love of dunya, whatever it might be, 100 times you are taking it out. And you are putting the right thing. You are taking out pride, you are putting tawazu. You are taking out your lust and you are putting purity in your heart. As you're doing it, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And you are purifying your heart. And also, La ilaha is laysa laha hijab dun Allah. It reaches directly to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And whatever we want in this world, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوعَدُونَ. Whatever you want, your risk, and whatever your promise is in the sky. And your La ilaha is like the key going up, مِفْتَاحُ Jannah. And it opens up the treasures of Allah Ta'ala, and from there, like what it made this muraqabah, column of nur is coming directly into my heart, and I'm taking from the arsh of Allah, from the khazana of Allah Ta'ala, and it's coming into my heart. So in this way, a person will get remedy. So these 5 steps, in this little while, we have discussed, everyone see for ourselves where we stand. With regard to our spending of our money, we spend on our necessities also, that is also in the path of Allah. Don't think like we buy our groceries, we buy clothing for the children, etc. Those are also necessities. But spend according to the right way. Don't overspend and don't underspend also. Don't be penny wise and pound foolish. We buy cheap quality and before you bring it home. One person bought a pair of shoes from a Chinese shop. It came back again, broken the shoe. So the person quickly went outside the Chinese man. He said, where's the car? He said, no car. He said, I came walking. He said, the shoes is not for walking. The shoes you are sitting the car only. And they go up and down. So we don't spend our money like this. It's very wise and found foolish also. We buy good quality reasonably what we can and things that will last us, especially for the children. And all our things also, food also, buy healthy food. You have to spend a little more. But buy healthy food instead of the junk food and all these things. But today junk food is so expensive. Healthy food of the house is cheap. and that is comes out more barakah, noor, jifa, everything. And all the junk food, how much we are wasting. So see how we are spending money. And then see how we are bringing up our children. Today our children, I usually give them badam, and then straight away in the mouth. The parents say jazakallah, but before jazakallah is digested. So to say jazakallah is so important also. That is also gone, and in fact, one person in the Haram of Medina Sharif told me that you Pakistanis, since thought we are Pakistanis, that you people only say jazakallah. You must say jazakallah khaira. So I asked Mawlana Musa to check up in the kitab. He said, yes, every way it comes. Not only jazakallah, jazakumullah khaira. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq inshallah. Also one other common mistake we make, that when somebody tells you must give so and so salam, then we say, wa'alaikum as-salam. He didn't give you salams, he said, must give that person. So it is an amanat, you don't have to say, wa'alaikum as-salam. You must go and tell that person if you took the responsibility. If you say inshallah, then it's inshallah. Then it's not your. But if you give that person the salam, then you have fulfilled that trust. And then the word, the reply for that is alayhi wa alaykum as-salam. Not wa alayhi. Alayhi, alayhim, alayhi, alayha wa alaykum as-salam. Salam on them and salam on you also. So, may Allah connect us in all our matters. Today, mashallah, they are very good ulama, young ulama, you can relate to. They are of your age group, everything, and what ulum Allah has given them. So, we have understanding with them and learn our deen, inshallah. So, these five things we have to correct, then our heart will be qalbi saleem. And if your heart is qalbi saleem, we know your heart is good. And when your doctor gives you a report, cardiologist, good heart, you feel so happy. And if he tells you, you need a bypass, you need stents, or worse, you need a heart transplant, then it's a problem. We get so worried on this diagnosis. But we have to do the diagnosis, so treat ourselves also, and see ourselves on these points, which are very important for our spiritual life to be corrected. If we came just as a bayan and that we came and just to listen, then that is what we will go for. If we came for remedy, treatment, cure, and we came here for learning and to practice on that, then our return will be with that. We go with the 5 points. Otherwise, the 5 points, before we even get up, before the dua is finished also, we out of our mind. We just went for bayan and we came back. We were invited, we went, we came back. Oh, we just like to show faith, like to show respect. That's why I came. But if we came to learn, and every bayan, if we want to learn, then we will benefit tremendously in a short while. Otherwise, whole life also we will pass, and we will be hardly moving from the starting point. We'll just be there. And a person wants to move forward, he will move, and he will really move in the path of Allah and closeness of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah make this a reality for me and for all of us. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Oh Allah, accept our coming. Oh Allah, accept everyone's coming. Oh Allah, accept the hospitality of all the brothers, wherever in the world, yeah, in Greytown, everywhere, oh Allah, where Jamaat are being hosted, where ulama are being hosted, where all the good causes are taking place, and people are promoting deen, oh Allah, and in the proper way they are promoting deen, accept it all. And oh Allah, let the whole of deen become alive in the whole world, and make us means for that, O Allah. Allahumma ahdin nasa wal jana jami'a. Allahumma ahdi deena kulla fil alami kulli ila yawmi al-qiyamah waj'alna sababan lithabi. Allahumma aj'alna hadina muhtadin wa la taj'alna dhalina mudillin. O Allah, make us that we are guided, and we are guided ourselves also. O Allah, let us not misguide people, and let us not be misguided, and then we are the cause of misguidance of others also. O Allah, what we are aware of, and what we are not aware of, O Allah, you remove all the wrongs from us, O Allah. Whatever wrongs we have got as far as our qaida are concerned, our ibadat are concerned, our mu'amalat and mu'amalat, معاشرت and اخلاق is concerned. That's why the whole deen, remove it and forgive it all. Oh Allah, oh Allah, you are the most superior. There is nobody above you. You do as you please, oh Allah. Forgive us, oh Allah, without punishing us either in the world or the akhirat. Forgive us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, raise us to high stages without testing us. Oh Allah, it is all in your qudrat, your rahmat, your kindness is all encompassing, oh Allah. Every quality of you, you yourself, oh Allah, your Zaat, you are unlimited, oh Allah. Oh Allah, how can we can never thank you that you guided us to deen, to Islam. Oh Allah, you guided us to the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Reward our parents, reward our asatizah, reward the people who built the masjids and the madrasas by which we learned, oh Allah. Reward Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi for the great work of tabligh and da'wah. Reward Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi rahmatullah alayhi for the great work of Darul Uloom Jeoband. Reward Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi, who purified the tasawwuf and gave it to us in a perfect form. Let us not fall in the traps of shaitan, in whichever name and whichever way it may be. Save us, O Allah. Protect us, O Allah, our progeny till the day of Qiyamah. Protect us here in South Africa. Protect the Muslims in Syria. Protect the Muslims in the world, O Allah. Protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Baitul Maqdis. But protect the people there, O Allah. Protect all the ulama, O Allah. Protect all the righteous and pious people, O Allah. Whoever is ill, whoever has got a problem, O Allah, whether they are in hospitals, whether they are in old age homes, whether they are in their homes, remove all the sicknesses from every person, O Allah. O Allah, give health to every person. Wherever there are problems in the home between husband and wife, between parents and children, remove these problems, O Allah. Whoever has got economic problems, remove it, O Allah. O Allah, remove all problems from every person, O Allah. Safeguard and protect us from accidents, O Allah. From any ill health, O Allah. O Allah, you are the only protector. Everything is in your condition. And the greatest we ask you, please, O Allah, we beg of you, protect our Iman and Islam. And the Iman and Islam of our progeny, our youngsters, our old people, everyone protect us all, O Allah. O Allah, let us make us those amongst those who come regularly to the masjid, O Allah. Let us frequent and beautify the masjid, O Allah, with amal, tilawat of Quran, zikrullah, dua. O Allah, make us of those who come for the first trust, who come for tadbir-e-ula, O Allah. O Allah, guide us to righteousness in every way. Grant us every good. Save us from every wrong and evil. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.